The slight gains mean Republicans now hold a 60-39 vote edge in the state assembly and a 19-14 majority in the state senate. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau says that will make it easier for his members to override vetoes by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle.
Because you're close enough that some Democrats have to stick with you on those votes. So, being at 19 now instead of 18, I think there's a chance that there are some issues out there that we will override the governor on.
Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker John Gard of Peshtigo both say a property tax freeze will be their number one priority next January. Governor Doyle says he's yet to see a tax plan from the GOP that will work. He says Republicans' new margin won't change much in state government.
When the legislature goes way out to the extreme and spends their time on the issues that divide us and are designed just to inflame passion and not to really move Wisconsin forward, I'll do what I have to do as governor, and I will veto those kinds of measures. And the legislature, I'm confident, will sustain those vetoes.
Meanwhile, Democrats in the state Senate will have to reorganize. After just 2 years at the helm, Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton says he's giving up his post as the party's minority leader. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.